Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What a cool story that just wrapped up last night here in New York City. A young man, Duke basketball player, going to be a senior at Duke, shooting guard, Brennan Besser, got on a bike in Seattle on May the 16th and last night pedaled through New York City into Battery Park and completed an amazing marathon journey, raising $1 million to support those with IDD, intellectual or developmental disabilities, through Walk on America. And Brennan joins us now in studio after completing that hike last night. Brennan, how you doing, man? Good morning.
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Really, thanks so much. Yeah, thanks so much for coming on by. That's an incredible, heroic, athletic event beyond what it means to the community. How do you physically feel?
You know what? I've been telling people my legs have been perpetually tired, 60 miles on average a day. But you know, I'm so excited to be in New York. I'm feeling great.
All right. So physically, you're okay. You're not like totally sore. I mean, my back hurts just from laying the wrong way last night, but you're all right.
I'm doing good. Yes. Okay. Definitely. Right. Mind over matter.
So 60 miles a day. Give me the structure of every day. What time did you wake up every day?
Sure.
How long did it take to bike the 60 miles? When did you stop and then kind of shut down for the night?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, in the beginning of the trip, we'd wake up around, you know, 9:30. Obviously, this doesn't get done without a team. So we did have two support vehicles. I had two support vehicles on the road. You know, as we got into the journey and heat started getting worse and worse, maybe you get up a little bit earlier or you wait later. So our goal was to try and put on a basketball clinic in almost every stop for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. So whether or not I'd be biking to a town, and that's about 4.5, maybe 5.5 hours of biking a day to do our 60 miles, then we'd put on an hour-long clinic. And or we'd do an hour-long clinic in the morning, and then I'd get on the bike. So it fluctuated here and there, but that was the basically, you know, the standard regimen.
So why not just add on top of a day of 60 miles of biking in the middle of the brutal heat, a one-hour basketball clinic,
sometimes outside, you know, so, but it was great. Yeah, a very active schedule, because we'd be doing press as well, trying to spread this message, this Walk on America campaign, but it's been awesome.
How hungry were you all the time? I mean, that's burning a lot of calories.
Yeah, you know what? I already eat a lot, and that just ramped up. I will tell you, a shameless plug, I ate Subway almost every day. I do love Subway.
What is the Brennan Besser Subway order? What's the go-to order?
Well, it's an Italian urban cheese, turkey, American toasted, with lettuce and maybe some tomatoes and mayo.
Did you get that every time, or did you ever mix it up?
I think 95% of the time I got that, which is embarrassing, but I'll be honest.
That's great. Brennan Besser is going to be a senior at Duke, shooting guard on the basketball team, just completed this amazing marathon, amazing journey here to New York City. So what inspired you to get involved with Walk on America and go ahead and do this?
Sure. So actually, I started the Walk on America Foundation with my older sister, Rachel Besser, who's right over here, actually on the other side of the glass in studio. I have four older sisters. Jacqueline Besser, who's 23, has autism. She's developmentally delayed, and she's actually nonverbal. So she uses an iPad to communicate. Now, she has really severe ADD and ADHD to the point where it actually inhibits her ability, even when she is using the iPad as an assistive technology, to formulate real, clear, concise sentences. So it's really like one word at a time. But she's the inspiration for the project. You know, our family's a part of the IDD community. We're fortunate to have resources to assist Jacqueline, but we know that there are a lot of people out there that are not as fortunate, and that was the basis for this trip. How can we help? How could we start a national movement, this Walk on America movement, to try to empower individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities and really create this narrative that it's a call to confidence. It may seem like you're alone when the day-to-day challenges are hard, but it's going on all across the world. Yeah.
So it sounds like you come from a really tight-knit family.
Absolutely.
And you and your siblings are really, really close-knit. What is the best part about your relationship with Jacqueline, and what's the toughest part watching her go through what she's going through?
Yeah. You know, obviously there are some pretty simplistic elements to the relationship that are fun, you know, where we're just hanging out. You know, she's a big Barney fan. Yeah, she's 23 years old, but she is, you know, a Barney fanatic in Blue's Clues. So, you know, I'll sit down and watch that with her, and that's just bonding time. Obviously, the big takeaways are the fact that when you see someone that you love and that you're so close with on a day-to-day basis go through these challenges, not being able to communicate, you know, especially being in journalism, you know, you understand the power of just speech. So that teaches me and everyone in our family just to be grateful on a day-to-day basis. You know, obviously there are challenges and there's adversity that may seem, you know, huge. But when you compare it with what Jacqueline's going through on a day-to-day basis, it really puts things into perspective.
Mm. Brennan Besser joins us from the Duke basketball program after his Walk on America journey, trek from Seattle to New York City, biking the entire way, raising money, $1 million for those with intellectual or developmental disabilities. Was Coach K supportive when you pitched this idea? Because a lot of basketball coaches, if they hear one of their players, hey, coach, in the middle of the offseason, I'm just going to bike from Seattle to New York City. No big deal exactly. Every single day. Might be like, I don't think so. But how did Coach K respond?
Well, I'll tell you that, you know, Coach K is from Chicago. I am too. We have that special connection. He was unbelievably supportive. I think at first when I actually sat down and told him the idea, he was maybe slightly shocked. I am known on the team for being in practice the guy that dives on loose balls, maybe a little bit crazy at times, but in a good way. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he digested it, was unbelievably supportive, made sure that we got the type of exposure and coverage that was necessary to spread this word. But I will tell you, the assistant coaches have been amazing. And one of the assistant coaches, actually our director of basketball operations, Nolan Smith, who's the people's champion, you know, national champion, Duke point guard, is actually here in studio. He came to surprise me and support me. So he's also on the other side.
Oh, very nice. What's up, coach? There we are. Oh, good to see you, man. Good to see you.
But, you know, it's like, you know, all the assistant coaches sending me texts along the way, words of encouragement, even the fact that Nolan would come out today. It means the world. And that just shows you the power of our brotherhood and the Duke basketball fan base has been incredible.
That's really cool. What is it like to play for Duke when you know you are kind of the center of attention, both good and bad? I mean, when you go on the road, look, at Cameron Indoor, it's unbelievable. It is unlike anything else we have in college basketball for the most part. When you go on the road, boy, there's a lot of animosity. When you go into the NCAA tournament, there's a lot of animosity. So what is it like to be at the epicenter of all this passion from fans, both good and bad?
Yeah. You know, it's an unbelievably special experience to have been a part of this team, and especially going to my senior year, something that, you know, I truly savor. You know, you walk into gyms, and what something I actually saw along the way, Duke basketball fans are everywhere. You know, I'm biking through the middle of nowhere in Montana, and there's someone coming out to a clinic that's a huge Duke fan. I don't think that's happening anywhere else.
Yeah.
I will tell you, being a part of Duke basketball, you do see the brutal side of sports, but it also is what makes sports so fun. You know, one of my closest friends is Grayson Allen. And, you know, that was a great learning experience for me. You know, here you go, we play a game. You know, he's receiving a lot of press, for better or for worse. And then to have those long nights where we'd just be talking about, you know, how it makes him feel, you know, being portrayed a certain way, you know, when he knows that that's not the case. Maybe he's portrayed as the Duke villain because he's just that good. But, you know, it also makes it fun. You know, it's you know you're doing something right if you're receiving a lot of hate, because we also receive a lot of love. And that's the beauty of, you know, being at the top, I guess.
You have played with so many talented dudes over the last couple of years. You'll be a senior. The last three classes, I mean, Duke has put out lottery guys every single year.
Yep.
Who's been the best that just kind of took you back when you were practicing against them, or just playing with them, what have you, working out with them?
Yeah. You know, I've seen so many great talents. I'm a hoops fanatic. It's really been special. obviously, throughout the years, there have been, you know, so many great players. It's almost hard to decipher who's better than the other, different styles of play. But what I will tell you, you know, Wendell Carter, who just got drafted to my hometown of the Chicago Bulls,
right?
You know, I'll say it on the record. I think he could end up becoming one of the next great superstar players.
Yeah.
You know, he's a big guy. He's strong. He has guard capabilities. He's got a jump shot from three. So he's a talent that, you know, by the way, an incredibly kind guy. And that's something, you know, the sports, the physical ability, obviously, when you get, if you can make it to Duke as a basketball player, that'll be inherent. But coach and this coaching staff brings in people with great character. And, you know, within that realm, Wendell, as a player and as a person, really is just blown me away. And we have a great friendship.
Brandon Besser joins us from Duke. He has completed this incredible journey from Seattle to New York City, raising money for intellectual or developmental disabilities through Walk On America. And he joins us in studio. So have you gotten a chance to practice or play with Zion Williamson, who's an incoming freshman? If not, what do you think practice is going to be like looking at his ridiculous dunking ability? We've been watching this dude dunk viciously for like three high school years.
Exactly.
I can't stop watching him on Instagram.
I know. I'm right there with you. It's incredible. You know what? So I haven't played with him yet. I have met him. I'm really anxious to get back on campus now that this, you know, national trek is over with, to get in the gym with these great talents and these great guys to learn about their personalities. You know, he is a freak of an athlete. I can only imagine with what our Duke basketball team, whether it be the coaches, whether it be, you know, Coach Will, our strength coach, what they actually do with this beautiful, you know, it's a canvas. It's a beautiful canvas that can only be improved upon. So once again, high hopes for him. He'll be a special player.
Got about a minute left. Talk to our listeners about how they can get involved with Walk On America and your whole goal for raising awareness and support for those with IDD.
Yeah, well, you know, so we've obviously met we've met thousands and thousands of people all across the country. The Walk On America campaign is a national effort to raise awareness, and we have this $1 million goal for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. I believe it's all of our responsibility to advocate for this group of individuals that at times, depending on their disability, may not be able to truly even physically advocate for themselves. You know, how challenging is that, like with my sister Jacqueline, to tell someone that you need help when your actual disability is the fact that you can't tell them? So that's where we step in. You know, we have this $1 million goal. We've raised hundreds of thousands of dollars, but we're not there yet. So we have a website, it's walkonamerica.org. We also have social medias where, you know, we love when people spread the word, share the message, repost videos. All the money is going to be redistributed to the organizations we've worked with along the way. And these people are doing great work on a day-to-day basis. We've been so fortunate, but, you know, we're going to keep going. We're going to keep walking on.
You're an amazing guy, man.
Well, thanks for having me.
You're an amazing guy. This is an amazing cause. walkonamerica.org. Go there for more information and
please
check them out on social media. walkonamerica.org. What a cool story. Brennan, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.